From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
It is day 5,009,051. I don't know. I'm not good with math. Of parenting, we have not run out of topics yet here on The Secret Life of Motherhood, because it is the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, Christine.
Hey, Anne. It's 3,285, by the way.
Sure. Mine days. Feels like double, but...
I did not do that maths inside my head. I did it on the calculator, just so that you know.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, we can't be friends anymore.
You know what is inside my head, though, a lot of the time, are answers to dumb questions people ask me. And there are a few serious ones. There are ones that parents in general, not just women, but parents in general get asked. And then there are the ones that your family asks you as a mom. But we'll start with the ones that people... outside of your relationship and, you know, your relationship with your partner or your relationship with your child, people outside of that ask you that you feel like maybe I should not open my pie hole right now.
And that's why you're keeping those answers in your head. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I do not have twins, but I have a friend, a really good friend with twins, a boy and a girl, and she gets asked this all the time. Are they twins? No.
No, the one is original and the other one's a clone. Just in case the first one, you know, disappears.
Didn't, you know. Newly married couples, I used to get asked this all the time. Like, I'm barely back from honeymoon, and then you get asked, so when is the baby coming?
I must say that this is a very specific age group that asks it. I think our generation and younger has stopped asking this because every one of us knows how expensive it is. You are more free to say, I don't want kids now, you know. Quite frankly, people are just too busy with their own drama to care. But anything, I think, older than, 45, 50? Older than 50, that generation still asks it. And I think not only does it have nothing to do with you, because I literally just got married, also there are actually people that struggle to conceive.
Exactly.
That krap net daai roofie af.
Yeah, exactly. It brings me to the next one. After the first baby, and maybe that baby is 3, 4, 5 years old, people ask you, so when's the second one coming? And I have someone in my life that has been asking me that question for the last 9 years. Sweetheart.
Okay.
If the sissiki, because that's the way she puts it, wanneer kom die sissiki? If the sister has not arrived by now, okay, it's either a conscious decision or there is some health-related issue, neither of which is something I would like to discuss with you. So 9 years down the line, can you shut your pie hole, because it is so annoying? And this is like, let's call it a shop that I go to quite often. And she has known my son since he was a baby. So she keeps, and now she's asking him, vra vir mama, wanneer kom die sissiekie? Wanneer kom die sissiekie? And I just stand there smiling like, really grates my carrot because it's got nothing to do with no one.
Yeah. You know, it's...
Okay. Take a breather.
Yes, first take a breather. So, I mean, I remember you telling me, I don't know if you want to tell this though, maybe you do. I remember you telling me, we're talking about like sarcastic answers as well. And you were at your son's previous school once, and someone asked you, so, you know, are you guys going to do a second one? Can you remember what your answer was?
Yes. And I still answer that from time to time. I say, no, I don't make the same mistake twice. And you know what? I say that because I know it's going to put you in your place. By no means was having my son a mistake, okay? I'm very much in love with my child.
It was planned.
It was planned. But if you are going to keep asking me that, then, you know, it's just who I am. I'm going to turn and I'm going to be rude. So yeah, I save that one. And then sometimes if you're like at a big braai with lots of people and someone asks you that and you reply and they've got like three or four kids themselves, then you see in their eyes like, damn, that's true.
I love that answer because it's just an immediate, that ends the conversation. Yep.
Completely.
But you know, I think just be very mindful when you do ask people that, like you said, it's either a conscious decision for whatever reason, or it is simply, that it is health related that you can't. Yeah. My first pregnancy was a miscarriage and people asked us, you know, so when are you guys having kids? And I would just be on the verge of tears. So I don't think, also the question, do you have kids? I have tried to change that question when I ask people, not because I want to know if they've specifically got kids, but, because I want to know what their family life looks like. So yes. I might ask something like, so, you know, what about your family? Tell me a little bit more about your family, or tell me a little bit about your setup. Mm-hmm. If it's someone that seems single, I wouldn't even ask that question. But if it is someone that clearly is with a partner, or I know that they, like, tell me about your family setup. Tell me about, you know, about how they work with you. Exactly. But I think that's maybe just a question we have to stop asking completely.
Yeah, because it really does not have anything to do with nobody else. Mm-hmm. The same with weight gain, okay? And that actually goes both ways, weight loss and weight gain for mums. Like, I know I picked up a lot of weight being pregnant, and I am trying to lose it. I don't need you to ask me why the weight isn't coming off. And if maybe, you know, some women respond to stress and anxiety in the form that they lose a lot of weight very quickly, that's also not polite to ask them about that. It really does not have anything to do with no one.
You know, not only maybe you are struggling, but also maybe you just don't give a because you're keeping a human alive. So who cares right now? My priority is just to get 2 hours straight of sleep or not kill my toddler because they're annoying at the best of times. And I self-soothe by eating. Thank you. My priorities have changed a bit. So very rude question to ask. I had someone saying to me the other day, oh, dit gaan hom lekker daar by julle, die wangetjies is baie rond.
My word.
Yeah. So I was just like, yeah. I'm not even going to say anything. I was speechless. Another one is you've been single so long for single parents, single moms. Mm-hmm. You've been single so long. When are you now going to get a husband?
When are you going to give so-and-so a dad? Gee, I don't know. Maybe if I meet the right person, I'm not just going to pick someone off a shelf just for the sake of giving my child a dad. And maybe I am quite comfortable being a single setup right now.
You know, this plays into our topic for next week, which is sometimes your partner can be like an additional child, which we will talk about. And I have said to my husband, if anything should ever, God forbid, happen to him or to, you know, our relationship, I will not be doing this again.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm perfectly so capable of running this little circus on my own.
Then, okay, so I think that's pretty much what other people ask you, but then you also get asked really dumb questions, really annoying questions by your own family. So this is the secret life of motherhood, okay? Being asked dumb questions and having to keep all these answers inside your head because you might incur some emotional damage if you actually said what you wanted to. So what I've done is I've got some questions, and some of them I've actually taken clips from movies or from songs that I wish I could answer my kids with. One, and like my kids fight a lot nowadays. Mama, save my geslaan. Mama, save die reading gevat wat ek wil hê. And I wish I had this clip on demand.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Because I don't. I just don't.
I really don't. Suck it up, buttercup. I find myself saying that a lot in my house lately.
Suck it up, buttercup. It up,
buttercup. Yeah.
Okay, so when they also crying about something that they're not actually allowed to have, they can't get, they're tired, they don't want to brush their teeth.
How do I have to do this?
That's how I feel. Save your tears, exactly, my darling. And then my all-time favorite one. Okay, this is definitely my favorite one. So your kids will question every single instruction you give them because, you know, they don't want to do anything because they're lazy little So they're like, why? I don't want to. Like, why do I have to do this? And then instead of saying, because I said so, I want this as the sound I play to them.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
Whoa. Otherwise, that is spot on.
Like, thank that was you, written Mr. Jack Nicholson. And those are the answers to the stupid questions that I have.
So sorry, moms, we don't have the correct answers for you. We only have a little bit of encouragement in the form of you're not alone. It happens to all of us. We all wonder where people buy the audacity. Because the Audacity store closed near my house. I don't know where they get it. And then kids, where they come up with their laziness, just asking mom for everything. So we're going to leave you with a little, I don't know, let's call this a mothering hack. I do love it. Motherhood is just marketing. My toddler hates fish, but loves chicken. So last night for dinner, I told him, the salmon was beach chicken. He cheered. Yay, beach chicken. And he ate the whole thing. It's not lying. It's rebranding. Know your customer. I like
Amen.
That.
I love it.
I like that. You can find The Secret Life of Motherhood on nova.com.na. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on TikTok. And we will be back with you next week with a very entertaining topic that we can all relate to.
How to manage, or how do you manage your oldest child? And if you know, you know. But that's for next week. From me, Christine, goodbye.
Cheerio.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.